What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, getting into the week here. As usual, it's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business, keeping us out of trouble here. So let's get right on into it. There has been a huge reaction, understandably, to the Durham report coming on out yesterday. And big corporate media is kind of divided on covering it. CNN is reporting on it, which is kind of surprising. I haven't checked whether NBC or ABC or any of them are doing it here. MSNBC is trying to defend the government position, saying, well, you know, they didn't actually do anything illegal. Actually, I think they did. I think they violated the Hatch Act. But we'll get into that a little bit here. So anyway, in a nutshell, John Durham's 316-page report proves federal law enforcement was weaponized by shielding the Hillary Clinton campaign and persecuting the Donald Trump campaign. And most of the media is still out there trying to say, oh, it's a big nothing burger. And, you know, this is all old history. And why are you dragging that up here? And, apparently the FBI rescued Hillary Clinton because the Clinton Foundation was raking in hundreds of millions of dollars of questionable foreign contributions while she was Secretary of State and cranking up her presidential campaign, including the Uranium One deal, which we've talked about before. Meanwhile, over on Truth Social, which is Trump's own personal media forum, he posted saying, wow, after extensive research, Special Counsel John Durham concludes the FBI never should have launched the Trump-Russia probe. In other words, the American public was scammed just as it is being scammed right now by those who don't want to see greatness for America. Now, Senator Josh Hawley is out there saying that Hillary Clinton, who apparently originated this whole hoax by hiring Christopher Steele, to write that P dossier, needs to be arrested and needs to be prosecuted. I wholeheartedly agree. And we're seeing from multiple sources, including Hawley, that the FBI needs to be disbanded. It is hopelessly corrupt. It has been turned into the Democrats' version of the KGB. And it's not really a benefit to the American people who are, after all, picking up the tab for it here. So, Josh Hawley was on Jesse Waters on Fox News to discuss the report and said the FBI should be disbanded. And by the way, something very interesting here. Remember when they had that Steele dossier and it was paid through a cutout law firm, and the Clinton campaign listed the expenses related to the creation of that fake dossier as legal fees? This is the exact same thing Trump was accused of doing with the hush money to Stormy Daniels. Hillary's campaign was even fined for that. So where is Alvin Bragg with the handcuffs? Okay. Now, General Michael Flynn has released a statement on the Durham report. He said, this must be the rally cry. If we do not fight back now, the America we know may be lost forever. And absolutely. And I can understand why he is upset. General Flynn's life was torn apart due to this hoax, this lie. The deep state targeted him in an attempt to destroy him. And then when he was found innocent after years of political persecution, the dirty and corrupt Judge Emmett Sullivan refused to drop the case. It's a clear abuse of the U.S. justice system. And obviously, with the Durham report saying there was no Trump-Russia collusion, Judge Sullivan has no reason not to dismiss the case at this point here. Okay? And so this is all about the weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice on behalf of one political party. Now, Jim Jordan is out there saying something has to be done about accountability for this bad behavior. And unfortunately, Congress does not have any law enforcement authority. Their legislators, the Department of Justice, would be the one who would make arrests and prosecutions. Not going to happen. Okay. And so Jim Jordan is saying, we're just going to cut the budget for the FBI right down to the bare bone. That's the only thing that we can legally do. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to trim that budget way, way down. And the FBI is going to have to start laying off people and maybe give up some of their fancy spy hardware here. Now, Christopher Wray has released a response to the Durham report, and it's kind of interesting because it tacitly admits that these bad things really did happen. And Christopher Wray says, well, you know, following that, we have put new protocols and procedures in place to make sure it won't happen again. And Representative Darrell Issa is saying, it's kind of a weak and tepid response, and I would agree. And I would add to that, back in the 1970s, when the FBI's COINTELPRO scandal was revealed to the public, the FBI back then promised things would get better and they would behave themselves. Clearly, they have not. Okay? So you have the FBI actually admitting they did something wrong, but over at MSNBC, their legal analysts are saying, no, the FBI did not do anything wrong at all. So MSNBC, we can forget about them here. Now, about a year ago, there was this the Michael Sussman case, and Hillary Clinton, Rodney Joff, Perkins Coie, and Fusion GPS all filed motions to intervene in the Michael Sussman case, seeking to preclude Durham from obtaining what they claim is attorney-client privileged evidence. In other words, they wanted to seal some of the evidence in the Michael Sussman case. So they knew they had to hide something back there, back then here. All righty. Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting. The plan by Hillary Clinton to link Trump to Russia was briefed by John Brennan to Obama and Joe Biden in August of 2016. So Joe Biden has known all along the Trump-Russia collusion story was a flat-out fabrication. I think on that point alone, we should impeach him. So anyway... Yeah, they knew. And now this moves the scandal right into the middle of the Obama administration, because Barack Obama knew and Joe Biden knew. And apparently they didn't see anything wrong with this. You know, we're going to use a fake dossier and we're going to smear Donald Trump and we're going to prevail and overcome the will of the people. All righty. Now, the Durham report also faulted a lot of other people for peddling this fake news, and they singled out the New York Times and the Washington Post as saying, yeah, they were peddling this fake news. This whole Russia-Trump story was fake news, the very definition of fake news, and they were peddling it out there. And you know what's really kind of weird? The New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes for selling this story to the American people. Now, if they had any integrity or ethics, they would return them. I don't think they will, but just imagine the case Donald Trump has to sue for defamation. All of the corporate media defamed him by saying he was linked to Russia. We had Adam Schiff, who was out there saying there was ample evidence of collusion. He just couldn't show it to you for national security reasons. Case for defamation right there. Nancy Pelosi defamed Donald Trump. And Jake Sullivan was one of the main members of the Clinton campaign who pushed the Russia collusion hoax. Now he's on CNN. There was a video from 2017 pushing the Trump-Russia hoax, and he's now Biden's national security advisor. So it's a little incestuous situation here. Now over on CNN, Jake Tapper has slammed the FBI over the devastating Durham report, which concluded the FBI had absolutely no evidence to investigate allegations of Trump-Russia collusion. And, of course, he's having to eat a little bit of crow here because back at the heyday, yes, Jake Tapper was also pushing the story, Trump colluded with Russia, he's a secret commie, and all this other stuff here. And last night, basically, he had to say that, well, I guess the Durham report kind of, you know, sort of maybe exonerates former President Donald Trump. Yeah, I would say it would definitely do that. And meanwhile, we've got Roger Stone. Okay, remember him? He was convicted of lying to Congress about the Russian collusion, which we now know never existed. Okay? And so he is, in fact, talking to lawyers right now about a massive lawsuit following the release of the Durham report. And they all knew it was a lie. They lied to you. They spent millions of your dollars lying to you. And I don't think Americans are very comfortable with the idea of paying taxes and then having that money spent to deceive us. Okay? So a lot of people were wondering, why did this come out exactly now? Is it just a coincidence, or is the Durham report being used to possibly distract us from something else? And it turns out there has been another very interesting development, if you will, in Bidengate, I guess we could call it that. The Internal Revenue Service has abruptly removed the investigative team from the Hunter Biden probe. And apparently this was done at the request of the Department of Justice, okay? And it may actually represent obstruction of a congressional investigation. But basically, a whistleblower came forward and said that the investigation into Hunter Biden had shown indications of a major cover-up. And so all of a sudden, they get yanked off and there's a source saying that the attorney general is just not going to do anything about the information Congress found about the Hunter Biden laptop or Joe Biden's relationship with China. They're just going to say, yeah, well, there's, you know, go pay attention to the war or something. Now, interestingly enough, James Comer was on the air with Lou Dobbs on the Great America Show late last week, and he said former President Obama must have known about the disturbing influence peddling enterprises of the Biden family in China and Eastern Europe, which explained why he kept the Bidens at kind of arm's length. And Obama did not want Joe Biden to run for president because he felt Hunter Biden had the potential to be a very damaging liability to the Democratic Party, which has transpired since then here. Okay, now getting out into some other areas. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed impeachment articles against FBI Director Christopher Wray, and she's also filed them against the D.C. District Attorney and lead investigator on the January 6th persecutions here. And another FBI agent who's turned whistleblower is saying that Christopher Wray gave inaccurate testimony to Congress regarding January 6th. And basically, this whistleblower was suspended after informing the supervisor that Director Wray was not being forthright in his testimony about January 6th and the status of federal infiltration of some groups blamed in the violence. So that's breaking apart here. Alrighty. According to Rasmussen reports, a majority of voters believe Secretary of State Anthony Blinken should also be impeached for his reported role in helping suppress the news about Hunter Biden's laptop during the 2020 presidential campaign. And I agree. You know, impeachment sounds like a good idea, but please remember, the House can impeach, but the Senate has to vote to remove from office, and the Senate is still under Democratic control. So the impeachments will be token only, but at least somebody's trying to do something about this. Meanwhile, one of the January 6 prisoners is now going scorched earth on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, saying, where is the footage? You know, you promised to make it public 5 months ago, and nothing is happening. And I would agree. Where is the footage? McCarthy did promise he was going to make it public and make it available to the January 6th defendants. It's like they're not even trying to hide the crime and corruption anymore. It's like, you know, this is the new normal. Get used to it. You know, the elections are rigged. We're all thieves and crooks in government, and you're just going to have to get used to it. Meanwhile, apparently, out in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a major political dilemma. The state budget is very deeply in the red, and they're looking at this $800 billion reparations program. And so Newsom has had to back off. And, you know, he's basically got to choose between endorsing, you know, a budget-busting reparations program, which would put California into huge amounts of debt, or angering a key Democratic constituency. Now, that constituency worries me, because they have been told to expect they're going to get a whole lot of money. And when they realize that they're not going to get that, I don't think they're going to take that peacefully. And I think it could make the Rodney King riots look like a minor disturbance in comparison here. So anyway, as I mentioned before, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has submitted articles of impeachment against Matthew M. Graves, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Okay, Graves, appointed by Biden in October of 2021, testified along top D.C. officials as to the city's rampant crime problem. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying they're not trying to address the violent crime. They're just totally focused on the January 6th protesters. And he's unfit for office. He's not doing the job he's supposed to be doing. All righty. Getting into the media. The O'Keefe Media Group released undercover video yesterday of a Fox insider spilling the beans about Tucker Carlson's firing and confirming that, yes, it was a condition of the Dominion settlement with Fox. Dominion said, we will cut our demands for money in half, but Tucker has to go. And that's exactly what happened. And Dominion is trying to find ways to silence Tucker between now and 2024, which tells us they're not going to change their evil ways. They're going to go back to, you know, rigging the elections. All righty. Now, CNN dropped into fourth place behind Newsmax for primetime viewership ratings on Friday. And this was following a rare climb to the top driven by Donald Trump's town hall appearance. He got huge, huge ratings for the town hall. And they should bring Trump back. But apparently a lot of the staff at CNN, the internal pressure to say, no, we don't want to be a platform for that man here. Okay, over in Arizona, tomorrow it begins the case for Carrie Lake, and she's being allowed to bring her evidence regarding signature verification issues into the court to be evaluated by the judge. Now, one of the pieces of evidence is this video of the signature verification process. And one of the signature verifiers is clearly looking and checking the signatures against the other. The person sitting next to them, clicking the mouse as fast as they can. Verified, 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 verified. I mean, that very, and according to data from the county, nearly 240,000 ballots were signature verified in less than 3 seconds each. That's just cranking them on through. Alrighty. We're coming up on a commercial break here, and when we come on back, we're going to be talking about COVID. And when we do open up the phone lines here, I do want to invite you to talk about your reactions to the Durham report and what can be done. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about COVID and some other health issues. And there is a study that's been published in Cell Journal. The study was led by Professor Christine Stabel-Benn at the University of Southern Denmark. And basically, Professor Ben and a team of researchers found that the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna may have saved a very small number of lives in cases where the patients were extremely vulnerable. However, the lives saved were offset by the number of vaccinated trial participants who died from cardiovascular problems as a result of the jab. So it was a net loss of life rather than a net gain. By the way, James O'Keefe is out with another video in which he has gotten a Fox employee to acknowledge that, yes, they do get money from Pfizer. And then the Fox employee turns around and said, no, you're putting words in my mouth. And but O'Keefe had the tape there. All righty. Now, here's an interesting story. We know that there are a lot of people who are concerned that vaccines in general are the reason we're seeing an epidemic of autism among children. And I'm old enough to remember, you know, when I was in school, I heard about autism. I never saw one until years later. Now they're everywhere. I think it's up to something like one out of every 50 kids is on the autism spectrum. But the pharmaceutical companies have already said, no, no, no. We know that our vaccines do not cause autism. Okay. Now, in the summer of 2019, ICANN submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the CDC, requesting all studies relied upon by CDC to claim that the DTaP vaccine does not cause autism. ICANN also submitted the same request for Hep B, H1B, PCV13, and IPV, as well as requesting the CDC provide studies to support the cumulative exposure to these vaccines during the first 6 months of life do not cause autism. And the CDC failed to produce a single specific study in response to these Freedom of Information Act requests. So ICANN was therefore forced to sue the CDC in federal court, where the CDC finally conceded that it has no studies to support the claim that vaccines do not cause autism. There is no scientific evidence to support the claim that vaccines do not cause autism. Now, that does not automatically mean vaccines are causing autism, but it does prove that the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies have been lying to you again. Boy, the truth is getting harder and harder to find in this country. Sometimes I feel like Demosthenes wandering around with my lantern saying, an honest man, I seek an honest man. Or a dishonest woman, that'll do for the moment here. Now, Joe Biden has nominated cancer surgeon Monica Bertagnolli as the new director of the National Institutes of Health. The problem I have with her is that Pfizer has been her main source of grant money for decades. So we know where her loyalties are going to lie. Getting into the international news, the Biden administration is accused of hiding critical information on the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. Republicans are calling key witnesses to testify on the disaster, which killed 13 U.S. service members, abandoned citizens and allies, not to mention billions of dollars in weapons for the Taliban. And so they're trying to dig into that. There's even talk of a contempt of Congress being brought against Blinken. Okay, getting into Russia and Ukraine, it is getting very intense over there. Last week, we had this story about how Ukraine claimed to have shot down a Kinzhal hypersonic missile with a Patriot, a U.S.-supplied Patriot. And everybody said, we kind of really doubt that, given the speed of the Kinzhal. And the wreckage didn't even look like a Kinzhal. Well, we got a real-world demonstration today. Apparently, Russia fired a Kinzhal at a Patriot missile battery that unloaded its entire cargo of 30 missiles and missed the Kinzhal, and the Patriot missile system was taken out by the Russian hit. And the U.S. is trying to backpedal and say, well, it was damaged, but it wasn't really destroyed. But 30 missiles at $5 million a pop. And they could not hit that Kinzhal. I think that tells us the reality of what's going on. So apparently Ukraine is angry that videos of the strike are all over the net. And they're saying, no, they got to be taken down because they can identify air defense locations for Russia to hit. Not really. You know, Russia just listens for the radars and say, oh, there's a radar there. We go for that. We'll find something interesting. France is now joining the United Kingdom's policy, and it's sending its version of the Storm Shadow long-range missile to Ukraine. And these are precisely the type of long-range weapons that can be used by Ukraine to strike targets deep inside Russia, which Russia said, don't do it. We'll be right back after these words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international situation. We're talking about Ukraine. And from the point of view of Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, basically the West has already acknowledged direct involvement in the conflict in Ukraine, basically saying it's, you know, the supply of weaponry is so huge. It's like the entire military machine of the West is working to keep the war going. And, you know, he said this is yet another open admission of direct Western involvement in the conflict. This is not going to end well. Now, Russia is claiming that they have succeeded in shooting down one of the British Storm Shadow missiles. And, you know, this is really increasing the tensions between Britain, now France, and Russia, because the Storm Shadow missile has a range of 350 miles, which means Ukraine can hit Moscow. So the West obviously sees Russia as an obstacle to its broader global ambitions. And so it's trying to dismember the Russian Federation, reduce it to a group of smaller states that can be more easily controlled. In fact, I found a map online the other day, something like 40 really tiny countries that can be bullied. So anyway, Meanwhile, proving that Ukraine is wallowing in corruption, Ukrainian prosecutors have detained the head of the country's Supreme Court for allegedly taking bribes. And Chief Justice Vsevolod Knyaziev has been detained in connection with a $3 million bribe. So, yeah, it's all over there. Now, here's a little bit of positive good news. This is coming out of South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, who spoke with Russia's Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky by phone over this last weekend. And apparently, both of the presidents have agreed to hold separate meetings with a delegation of African heads of state to discuss a plan to end the war in Ukraine. And apparently, Putin and Zelensky have agreed, yeah, we're willing to talk and see what can be done here. But I'm glad somebody is trying to do something about it, whether it's Ramaphosa or Xi Jinping. You know, we can't let this go on. It's going to wind up, you know, it's going to wind up with nuclear weapons here. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reported on a leak that Ukraine has a plan to blow up the Druzhba oil pipeline that transports crude oil from Russia to Hungary. And basically, at a February meeting, Zelensky proposed that Ukraine should blow up the pipeline in order to incapacitate the part of the Hungarian energy infrastructure reliant on Russian oil. Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács reacted, "How is it possible that Ukraine is plotting against a NATO country?" I mean, if Ukraine were to do that, Article 5 would be invoked in a somewhat different direction here. Now, supposedly, Joe Biden and Speaker of the House McCarthy are meeting today to discuss the debt ceiling and how to move forward in order to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. Polls are showing the majority of Americans really want spending cuts. They really do want the spending cuts. They think the government is just spending way too much money on things like Zelensky and Iraq and Syria and you know, military bases all over the world. It's a huge amount of money, and the government needs to learn to live within its means, because it's bankrupting the country. It's bankrupting the American people with its waste and wasteful spending here. Now, over at Home Depot, they have reported its biggest revenue miss in more than 20 years. They've slashed the outlook for the year. Apparently, consumers are now delaying large projects, and they're buying fewer of the big-ticket items like patio sets and grills. And this may indicate consumers have maxed out their credit cards or are simply concerned about inflating prices. So we're starting to see it all over the place. Now, the Biden administration is going to buy 3 million barrels of oil to begin replenishing the emergency oil stockpile. Apparently, he is going to pay $80 a barrel for it. And this is from the same party that a few years ago blocked Donald Trump from buying barrels of oil for the emergency oil stockpile at $20 a barrel. So, again, a very, very badly managed company. All righty, let's get into immigration. It's getting on out there. Mayor Eric Adams is talking about revoking the sanctuary city status amid the illegal alien invasion. Adams issued an executive order suspending the city's right to shelter rules, which require the city to quickly locate private rooms for asylum seekers. It has now gotten so bad, New York City is pleading with private property owners to find places to house migrants. Okay, and it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. Well, guys, you said we're a sanctuary city, and, you know, that's what happens here. Now, the House Oversight Committee is launching a probe into the Federal Emergency Management Administration over reports the agency was paying taxpayer money to non-governmental organizations who are aiding illegal immigration, which I would remind you is a violation of Title VIII. Now, Fox News Digital obtained a letter led by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, basically to FEMA Director Deanna Criswell, regarding reports that NGOs paid taxpayer dollars were helping people illegally immigrate to the United States. Okay? And it's a criminal activity here. Of course, you know, look at the Durham report. The entire government has gone criminal. That's just where we are right now. Now, let's see. In December of 2022, the Heritage Foundation released a study tracking the movement of illegal aliens from their NGO launching point to destinations across the United States. 71% of the illegal immigrants end up in Republican districts. Okay. Now, been another surprise down there over at San Diego. Border Patrol agents arrested an Afghan national who's on the FBI's terror watch list who illegally crossed with a group of migrants near Otay Mesa, California. And this is not the only one. There have been numerous terror watch list people caught at the border. It's estimated more have come over that were not caught, and the number is in the hundreds. All right, getting on back to California, they're now out there suggesting that they're going to pay unemployment to illegal aliens. Okay, the illegal aliens come across the border, they're going to get free money to just basically sit wherever they are and order pizzas and have a really, really good time. And, you know, this is from California basically backing off the reparations plan. So I guess the black lives don't matter as much as the illegals out there in California. All righty. Lauren Boebert is pushing for a repeal of the gun control signed by Biden last year. And this was the gun control Senator John Cornyn helped Joe Biden secure in the summer of 2022. And the gun control package was called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. And the various aspects of the gun control package include expanding background checks for 18 to 20-year-olds, using taxpayer money to incentivize states to enact red flag laws, and broadening the national instant criminal background check system prohibited purchase list by using domestic violence statutes to cover dating relationships. Okay. And Boebert's bill, the Shall Not Be Infringed Act, would undo all of that. Meanwhile, the state of New York has passed a new law making it easier for churchgoers to carry concealed weapons, although Second Amendment advocates say the new law does not go far enough to protect such rights. Okay. So, anyway. Alrighty, getting into wokeness and apparently, the National Institutes of Health funded a study on mostly minors who claimed to identify as transgender, in which they were given cross-sex hormones over the course of 2 years. Two of the study's participants ended up committing suicide, and 11 more experienced suicidal ideation, meaning they seriously thought about it. Lawmakers and doctors are expressing outrage that taxpayer dollars were used to fund a study that caused death and irreversible harm to children. The study, entitled Psychosocial Functioning in Transgender Youth After 2 Years of Hormones, was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in January and was conducted at the Boston Children's Hospital. Okay, out at the University of Wyoming, there are a group of sorority sisters are blasting the college for allowing a 6'2", 260-pound trans woman move back into the sorority house after claiming that he, she, it, they, them, Z peeks at the girls while obviously aroused. This trans woman still has the male plumbing there. So 7 of the Kappa Kappa Gamma girls have filed a lawsuit against the college, and they claim that Artemis Langford has been visibly aroused while being in their company. And the trans woman is not currently living on the property, but spends a lot of time there. But he's been granted permission by the college to move into the sorority house starting this September. And the real biological women are not happy about that at all. So anyway, all right, CBS is now out there pushing this idea of adding bugs to the food system and how it's going to, how it's going to just be the game changer to fight climate change. If we're eating bugs, it's going to halt global warming. And they're saying basically to counter meat and soybean-derived proteins, it said we've got to farm bugs to protect the planet. Now, the fact is a study has come on out showing that bovine methane isn't really contributing to global warming. For one thing, when it comes into contact with oxygen, it decomposes into water vapor and carbon dioxide, if I remember my chemistry correctly. And again, there's very little scientific basis for this theory of global warming. In fact, most of it has been debunked. There was, you know, cover-ups over at Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. They came on out and said the planet is warming. Other scientists said, can we see your raw data? And they said, oh, no, we had to erase it. We were running out of disk room. Okay. Now, basically, from his first days in office, Biden has promised or threatened to activate the administrative state at every level to address and solve the climate crisis. In the orthodoxy of the Biden Democrat climate cult, this is to be accomplished by reducing U.S. carbon emissions into the atmosphere. Now, even if you believe that a little more CO2 in the atmosphere is some kind of a problem, and it really isn't, there's nothing the United States can do that will have any impact on that situation, given that countries with populations a large multiple of our own, such as China, India, and Africa, are building coal-fired power plants as fast as they can. Okay? Even if we shut down our economy entirely and reduced ourselves to eating grass and bugs, the effect on the climate would be negligible. But this is what they're trying to campaign on to justify more control over our lives, more taxation, and it's getting ugly. All right, so let's talk about Cleopatra. There was that Netflix show on Cleopatra that cast a black actress as the Queen of Egypt, and it caused a lot of consternation, including the government of Egypt saying that Cleopatra was, you know, Macedonian Greek, you know, white lady. And so the New York Times tried to basically explain it all away, saying, well, she was culturally black, and that's why she was portrayed as black. And, you know, it was desperate, and it really didn't work because the Netflix Cleopatra series is getting the worst audience score in television history. Reviews for the series are absolutely brutal. People are getting sick of this woke stuff. They really are. And apparently last March, Miller Lite ran their own woke ad. And it was this feminist comedian talking about how women were doing all the brewing and women were the brewers and women were making it all work. And how did the beer companies reward the women? Well, they put them in bikinis and put them on billboards and cans and stuff. And this was not the right thing to do. You know, we've got to basically take down all these bikini pictures and compost them up in order to grow, you know, more hops for the beer and so forth and so on. And Miller actually took it down very quickly. I think they saw what the reaction was going to be. There's even a URL given in the commercial, which now redirects back to the top of the Miller site. But the ad did resurface on social media, and Miller is trying to say, well, you know, it was just a bit of humor. You know, just it's humor and it's silliness, and please don't make a big deal about it. But already people are screaming, it's time to boycott Miller the same way we boycotted Bud Light here. All right. Now, article out of the Truth Seeker saying, tolerance is overrated. It's time to start gatekeeping American society again. And basically they say, yeah, this acceptance and tolerance, it's basically allowing people to indulge their wildest fantasies and desires in public, in full view of everybody. And if you're not comfortable with that, well, then you're denounced as intolerant and, you know, and this is why we have like this drag queens in schoolrooms and, you know, so-called family-friendly gay shows, transgender shows, drag shows, whatever. Okay. Interesting little poll from Rasmussen. More than half of Americans say that motherhood is the most important role for a woman to fill in today's world. And, you know, you can have it both. You can have motherhood and a career. Can't have them both at the same time. My sister-in-law is a good example. Raised a family, went back to school, now in the medical field. So we're coming up on another commercial break here, and when we come on back, we're going to be talking about a cultural mistake that Disney may have made. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, recently, the Disneyland parks redid the Splash Mountain roller coaster ride because there were design elements in it that had come from a Disney movie in 1946 called Song of the South. And Song of the South is now, it's banned. You can't get it. You can't find it. It's been gone since 1986 because, oh, it's got, you know, racial stereotypes and, you know, and the problem is that Song of the South, like the original book from which it was derived, was about trying to heal the rift between black and white America. And it did so in racially progressive ways that were unheard of when it came on out. And so due to, you know, demands by the public, it's been blacklisted. And it really wasn't all that bad, but it was just something for people to be upset about here. Meanwhile, Disney is paying the price for going woke. Shares of Walt Disney Company were downgraded Friday after an analyst for Wolf Research accused the company of cognitive dissonance. Now, that's the mental discomfort that results from holding two conflicting beliefs, values, or attitudes. And they said pushing drag queens, transvestites, homosexuality, and irreversible mutilating surgeries on little kids is certainly either a mental disorder or straight-up grooming. And I'm going to own up to something here, a little honesty. On our streaming TV, because they shut down the cable company, we did sign up for Disney Plus because I guess so many people are turning it off that it actually streams very well, certainly a lot better than Paramount did. We couldn't get anything through Paramount. And I did take a peek at some of Disney's more recent product, and I was very uncomfortable about it. So I tend to spend all my time in the old classic Disney movies or the Marvel or the Star Wars portions of the programming here. Now, Dave Chappelle did a surprise set in San Francisco, and he basically just took a blowtorch to the place saying, you know, you guys need a Batman. What the heck has happened to this place? I'm cleaning up his language, of course, here. And, you know, Chappelle was focusing on the city's homelessness problem. And apparently he told a story about eating at an Indian restaurant in the Tenderloin, only to have somebody defecate in front of the restaurant just as he was walking in. I mean, that's how bad this place has become. And he said, it's like half Glee, half zombie movie. And it really, really is. Okay, so, anyway. Let's see, we got that one. Okay, Trump's legal team is taking action against the Atlanta district attorney. They're asking the court to toss that Georgia elector case, which is kind of, flimsy to begin with here. And this push for synthetic meats and or eating the bugs is predicated on the claim that red meat is bad for you. And apparently there's been a new study that came out at the University of Washington saying that, no, there really isn't any evidence. There's a slight link to type 2 diabetes, but no link at all between eating red meat and suffering a stroke. Okay, there's the music. We've got to take a break for station identification. 512-248-8252. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.